Question. I'm still having a difficult time with this concept of purgatory. Either the blood of Christ and his sacrifice washes away our sins, or it does not. If a debt is forgiven, the debt no longer exists. So if purgatory is real, you still have to pay the debt even though it's forgiven? This makes no sense on earth or in heaven. If purgatory is real, then the passion of Christ was a waste of time. This can't be the case. Please, someone explain this to me. Answer. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ washes away our sins. But when we sin, two things happen, and they are guilt and damage. The guilt is the responsibility for what we have done, and the penalty is the damage we have caused by sinning. When we confess to a priest, by the merits of the sacrifice and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, our sins are washed away and forgiven. But then it is up to us to repair the damage or consequences that we have created with those sins. So when a person dies in a state of grace or friendship with God, but without having repaired the damage created by those confessed sins, the person is saved thanks to the sacrifice and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But still, they will arrive before the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ with that debt or unrepaired damage. For this reason, this soul will have to go through purgatory before entering heaven. In the spiritual state of purgatory, the soul will go through a purification that will cancel that debt or unrepaired damage to obtain the purity and beauty necessary to enter heaven. The Bible is very clear about this. Nothing unclean will enter heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27.